Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in the natural temperaments. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharipatiputra, Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. And the mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed, Teyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra, the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. On page 12.
Rinpoche do jole nama So, kids' classes, since we don't have much time, we'll take some questions instead today.
Good.
Anyone who has questions, please be free to ask questions. So, almost 5 hours long, probably. Think so. Yeah. Okay.
I have some tiny bugs on my plant. How can I remove them?
She has a small bug on her plants. How can she remove them?
Plants.
On the plants.
Insects.
The insects. On my plants, you know, flower.
Oh.
Or some kind of, what is it, the herbs. So how can I remove those?
Killing them?
Well, yeah.
Very hard, huh?
And then if I can.
Okay. Why did you do this again? That more than all the, maybe all the days or what? Ah, also. 지금 매도 어렵던데 지금 없다. 다디 타월이야 다 무슨 뜻 차대자. 다디 봐 때는 요 보이는 년 무슨 시설이 다 간다 지고 나왔어.
어떻게 간다 지고? 사산은 가지고.
그래서
다 발견이야 사차파 그걸 다이 게임이 된다 뭐 그런 사이드 된다 뭐 마음에 든다지 이게 두나 야보여.
맞아.
내가 이제 그 비기 사 미겐다 보다 그냥 뭐 샤마야 그런 사생이 너무 된다는 왜냐하면 디바친 버리는 거야.
맞아.
사차 야산다 보다 된다는 거야. 저는 스스로
So it's very difficult to say that without hurting the incense, insects. To removing the plant is very difficult. So how about, you know, if you keep the plant with you without removing it, it is something really inconvenient for you to keeping the plants inside your house or anywhere. Otherwise, you know, if we try to remove it, then we have to remove it, and we should find a place where that guarantees the, you know, safety of all those incense. So, which is very difficult. So, he said his suggestion is to keep it. Keep it. Yeah.
Yes. Buddhism talks about, you know, the different pure lands and in the hell realms and the, you know, different realms, realms of creation and so on. But is there any reference anywhere to a creator of any kind? Who was the beauty? You know, even the deities talk about emptiness. The deities themselves, you know, Gritara and Manjushri and so on, are themselves in emptiness. So what is about all this? You know, in other words, who created the Buddhas to begin with?
Okay.
Is there any mention of creator anywhere, anything above the pure lands, anything about that?
Okay. Maharaj, Nāve Tachyoliya, Tāngan So, definitely, in Buddhism, we have no such idea of creator. We wouldn't say that anything that exists is created by someone. There's absolute creator. It's actually completely denied. And everything that exists exists due to its own causes and conditions. There are no such things that really exist without causes and conditions. There's a process of, it's an evolutionary process. It's not something, someone that really created, even the Buddha. In fact, Buddhists would never believe the Buddha himself was a primordially Buddhist, a Buddha. He was like an ordinary person like we are. Who actually accomplished the state of Buddhahood It's by understanding his own mind, subduing his own negative state of mind, and perfecting his positive states of mind. That makes him Buddha, someone who is different than us. And when it comes to particularly like person, Buddha or whoever the person, we would say that Buddhists would say that they are beginningless. Their life is beginningless. There's no way that we could actually pinpoint that that is the beginning of our life. So it is infinite. That therefore it's called infinite life, and then beginningless, the life of beginningless. So then, the Buddhism has a notion of pure land, and of course hell, and so on and so forth. All of this are result of one's own deeds, in other words, actions. When the pure land, it's like the pure land is not somewhere over there and somewhere else that is absolutely, exist, or you could say it's actually created by one absolute creator. Rather, if you are engaged in the actions, that really becomes a causes and condition for taking a rebirth or transcending yourself from this particular land to the pure lands. You are the one who actually creates that. Your mind is the one that actually creates where you will be reborn in your in that particular land. So ultimately, everything that's, whether you go to hell or whether you go to pure land, it's really created by your own mind.
I'm very new to this, and getting into this, there's so many different directions that one can take, and I struggle when the information is pouring in, what I should do first. And my question is very simple. How do I go about enriching myself and start small? Because I don't want to take in all of the information. How do I start small?
Wonderful.
那就是这个民族的面临了，他讲的，就都拿有根钱是，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你别开发改嘛，好吧？他拿去，你
kaliya ta gochu tang condense gochu go gena ta condense to gena ta dinde shingi mindus ta dip kangen shewishdos jaza ta chi mangbo shewji pajon ni chi labde sujon ni chi gen ya ko chi damden na ga chobye she de go ro bas jaza ta gdunal container ya ching bene ya gena ta kandai bene gochu tang ta chi ju tang de shikin ju shingi mindus jaza ti chi go tom ro shdos
Nandi chigi tatsu nambudi chigi gari riisi na Ta nganzi jawa chingma lo jing dodong jirwa Dikri kini gari riisi Nganzi jawa hama ni ta Tumami ta tri kibi gari mani Jawa chingma lo be Zuzi dumni ma wa Ani jizani tsendili ina la Naa pensi di mebongbo lo pa Tengla jini pa tengdi jini Ganga ganga susu su pama na Then I get so then I did a race. Not so in the jar chamalan, then not the bread will be here. Race. But taking the thunder and the thunder thunder, longer than a tinting race. Any June, then I number the thunder and don't do the genie. And lean the jammy chin. Some make a leech bell. Not John, and like to my land again. So there is. Mother, she take it.
So it is very important that one to know that if, because of course there are a lot of informations, and you could say you will hear a lot of teachings, philosophy, the way of practice and so on. So regardless of the different information that you may get, as long as one particular information that really helps your mind, and that is what we need to choose. We need to, you know, actually grasp onto it, and you need to catch that. And so here, when we speak about, you know, helping your mind, not necessarily becoming oneself as a Buddhist practitioner, you know, to become a, you know, to develop one's positive state of mind, such as love, compassion, sense of connectedness, sense of caring for others. If one information that really helps to develop this kind of mental quality, then it is the right way to actually begin with. So then if one really, if one is interested in becoming a practicing Buddha Dharma and become oneself as a Buddhist, then one should begin with taking refuge in three jewels, which is Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And then eventually one starts to learn what we call the Four Noble Truths. And this is the foundation of all the teachings of the Buddha. And the Four Noble Truths actually encapsulates entire teachings of the Buddha. And so you can, you know, focus your mind completely on studying the Four Noble Truths. And if you really follow unmistakably to the Four Noble Truths, then you are actually following the actual teachings of the Buddha. So this is, you know, again, if one really desires to become oneself as a practitioner of the Dhamma. If not, then we spoke earlier that, you know, something that really change our mind, something that really transform our negative state of mind. That is what all we need. That's the essence. Even if you go to the deep teachings of the Buddha, there's no such a single teachings of the Buddha could be found, you know, without, I mean, teaching a big transforming ones on negative states of mind.
Sure.
I hold them up for a long time at one night. Okay, so the first one is a question about questions, and it's when it, is it best to ask a question, and when is it best to think about it?
Can you repeat once again, please?
When is it best to ask a question, and when is it better to just think about it for a while and try to come up with?
Okay. Mo dewa de de chik dewa ta ya ta kan da de zhe chi ro wa su 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 ta da re dewa de ta ne de zhe re sam sam chi ya da re de ta ne de zhe ma re sam sam chi su su ngo ni ya chi ta zhe je ma de we chi yo ro wa ta ti kan de na su
a
kan de xie wo na su de ta ne chi dewa ta su 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 dewa chi ro wa dewa de ta ga de ta ne de re sam sam ro chi ta chi Jyōwa tāngyē tā kāntā dūsū tūmba chī, kati tūngu nās, āndā rū sīkdō.
Tā sā sīla jī jīwā dā jīngu mūcā yā kī jīwā jī tā jīwā nā, kāti yīnā tī tēshā nā dīgā rīs. Tā nā jī mā lō tūpa nā tā sā nūruwa.
So, you don't really have to hold the questions. You know, as long as you have questions, you can just ask the questions. There's no harm in asking questions at all.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a few questions in this one. So I guess I'm wondering when, say, like doing the mandala offering, when you're giving Buddha's material gifts, we're kind of struggling with that one, and why we're giving material gifts versus maybe other things like your practice, like promises to do better, and why wouldn't we be giving those things to all sentient beings instead? And I do understand, you know, out of respect to gratitude and all of that, and the merit, and then comes my next question, is if you're doing it for merit, is there not attachment involved in that? I think we'll leave it at that for now.
Okay. Chik Gonjoli, Chevo Pio Churba. Then a Mende Pio to Chimena. Mende Pio Vicablia. Any Mende Pio Vicablia. Chick Tickablia. Chevo Pio, the Chevo, the Sanzingi Chevo.
Nation, but Tajin, but the Nelly, a Pishana, socially, maybe Japan, but that's about down the way it is. Guma to me, not in the chin. But the Sanjil, yes, I have the Nelly Sanjil Kanka, I gave you money. A socially be Bells, one of you and those chins of Kanga, and then the Serochi said, yeah, Pina, the Sanji, the Dingan Pia, the Chitagaman, the Satoji, the same way it is.
So, yes, when we speak about a gift or we actually call offerings. So the offerings, there are two different kinds of offerings. One is the material offerings, as you mentioned earlier, the material gift. And the other one is what we call the offering of accomplishment. There are two kinds. And out of two, of course, this offering, the material offering is also important. But the second offering, which is the offering of accomplishment, is far more important. That really pleases the noble beings, which is transformation of one's own mind. In other words, the practice. If you notice that yourself, through your practice, that you have at least made some kind of change within your thoughts and emotions, and you have accomplished something by means of your practice. And with this practice, by recognizing this quality that you have accomplished through your practice, you make an offering to the Buddhas. And this is the best offering, of course. And then there are another offerings. We talked about the material gift or the material offerings, such as mandala offerings and so on. It is not that something that really we're giving a gift to one of our friends, that they need that and that they cherish that gift, and you think that is something that's good for them. When we speak about making an offering to the Buddhas, it is more like to accumulate merits, accumulation of merit for oneself. This is also, in other words, you actually, in the practice, we focus on accumulation of merits and accumulation of wisdom, right? Insight, in other words. So all those material offerings, either the offerings that you have visualized, when we speak about offering, that you do not have to have vivid, you know, object that is to be offered. You can also visualize Even if you have one flower, you visualize this flower emanates the one from that one particular flower, you know, you can imagine or the visualize emanating 10 flowers. From the 10, you can put it as 100, then thousands, and so on and so forth, and try to imagine the entire universe is actually filled with a beautiful, you know, flowers, and then you make an offering to those, to the Buddhas. And again, it's not really just those kind of offering is needed for the Buddhas, but to broaden your own mind, and this is also one part of practice of detachment. And then making, when you're making an offerings, then offerings should not be based on attachment. It always, you know, offered purely and visualize all those Buddhas and that you're making an offering to them. It is just to accumulate merits for oneself. So it is, the making an offering is also one part of purification, because we need to engage in the practice of purification, because our mind is completely obscured and it is contaminated by all those negative states of thoughts and emotions. Let's think about, you know, just within even an hour, when you actually examine your mind and our thoughts are actually really, you know, either you have, you know, manifest a very strong attachment, or you have hatred, or something that is tinged with, you know, anger and so on and so forth. It's always there. If you really, in within, even within a one, within 1 hour, what kind of thoughts and emotions that you have cultivated, if you really check yourself, examine yourself, we hardly ever find that that is the hour that I have really cultivated a pure mind. So what we are doing, this is all of those practices are actually purifying those negativities, particularly of, you know, making an offering, the material offerings. Whether the material offering that you are actually arranged, or you are actually visualizing that, you know, visualizing all those material offerings that is to be offered to the Buddhas, are all the purification of miserliness. So, this is all part of our practice in purifying our negativities. It is not that something that we shouldn't think of giving a gift to the Buddhas. That if you would say that it is offerings, and offering is what we talked about earlier, this accomplishment, offering of accomplishment, offering of material offerings, and so on. So all of this to purify ourselves.
Oh, tenderly. Tanda manju liu ten de na ji lu len ji yue liu ten de lin ya na ji yue de cha ji yue de. Tanda nian gong ngang de de ba jia li sa na tuan na gang ga jin de chang ji le ma tu. Na pu lu de na ji xin ten de ge ma li. Tanda ma yin ge qu jie ni liu ten de le pa ji jie bu jiao ni. Na duo shi ji ni ba. Yang zhe yue de lin de lian ma du ba jie bu jiao de. De na ji na su su ya. Jawa chima lundu ni, su su du si chi ni, rang tang ni yin kang la pen tu ju tu kong ki. Anzu li ten de jipu lo ni, ya zo ji yore isi. San ji ki ta, tem, zo chung, tem, du ya ki chung ye de suri isi na. Su su ku ji chi nga, dawa ki, nga, jipu ki, nga ki ki, nga ki ki, du si ma. Tin li sen ngen ba de, pa sen zang po zin de. Rang li, me ta cha zi jin ten tu ki, te zo ku yore ta.
So, pure offerings, we talked earlier about make this a pure offerings. Pure offering should be understood in terms of pure motivation. That is very important. If you are making an offerings with the pure motivations and then experience that you have from the beginning of your offerings and at the end of your offering, the experience that you will have is extraordinary. It's completely different. Let's take one example of giving a gift to someone. If you are giving a gift to someone purely out of motivation of helping someone, right at that moment onwards, and the joy that you have is something that is unexpressible. It's inexpressible, sorry. So whereas a gift that you are giving to someone with obligations, then right from the beginning of giving up that gift to the person, you have already have a very subtle anxiety within you, thinking that you have this obligation. Oh, I'm giving this gift to this person. What he or she is going to do? Or, you know, is he or she is going to repay me out of my gift? So this is very important. This is how, you know, we need to cultivate a pure motivations. Whatever the actions, I mean, the practice that we may do, making an offerings, giving a gift, and so on and so forth, with no obligations, without any obligations. Purely out of motivation of helping others. And then this will really broaden your mind, widen your mind. And the joy that you will have out of that, this kind of practice is inexpressible. Any questions?
I guess I'm still a little stuck. So when we're like going through the mandala offering, when we go through the material type things, I kind of just shut down with that because I just don't understand why we're giving it to beings that don't need it. I just shut down. So my next question, I guess, would be, how can I open up a little bit more? What can I do? Be a little more open.
More than that. More than that. More than that. More than that. Tā mēndē rō shikwē bēndē bēndē lē yā tā sā māgōsāl tā sāngyē tāndā māgōsāl yā mēndē kārjīn pī gō rēs tā māgōsāl tā kōrā sū mī kuwā yō mār bās
sāngdī lī pēntō yō nī ngā tā pī ndē mā rēs kū sā chīmbū kī bū yī tā gī yā pī shī ndā gī wā tā sūsā lī ngū rēs Sūsī jebūngyā jītā. Sūwa nāpa tērī. Sāngjī sājī mī tūngjī mārī. Sūsī sūsā jītī jīgī chāngjī. Sāngjī dīyā ngāngzī tīpā yonī nōjī kāngā pī chāngjī jīgā mārī. Nā mōndī pī rī jebā rīrā mī sēn pā sū chū tāng. Nā sā yā pī. Nā tā rī pī nā tīzī kī mā sūsā lā mā jī lōn jūng gī rī. Mabha, Pentu, Jiyan, Nabha, Ji, Sikuri, Da, Susi, Nana, Jirwa, Da, Sanji, Li, Da, Sanji, Kurung, Tana, Nipa, Chimpa, Ngi, Digi, Sanji, Tana, Ngi, Siyadri, Da, Kuru, Sanji, Lu, Tana, Ji, Guya, Liya, Kayyoma, Susi, Suna, Sayi, Kidri, Susi, Ja, Tsitna, Dhamma, Ja, Chimpa, Ngi, 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 fusia de ten langa na sangi ge ma langa ten ge re te na ki langa ten ro su jot nem ro kyo ji ta nga de chi 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 sia de ga ri ge ni de ten ro ga langa de ten ge ro wa
so at some point you know if some particular practices that doesn't really you know suits your mind for you know for some reason and you know you should you know leave aside and at one point and you'll be able to understand this because the mandala offerings as we mentioned earlier it is all to purify one's negativities we all know that we have negativities within us we have a varieties of negativities within us that needs a varieties of antidotes so one antidote is not sufficient to overcome our negativities let's think about you know the very simple types of negativity that we normally have within us especially anger hatred jealousy sense of connect you know competitiveness you know we look at those negative thoughts and emotions within us it really destroys our peace of mind and those are the one that really creates a problem for you and others and those are the one that we really need to you know get rid of so there's many ways in which that we need to you know the ways of tackling those you know negative thoughts and emotions so it is not just sufficient enough for us to just to recite mantras and saying some you know prayers will not really you know help us to overcome all those negative thoughts and emotions it needs a multiple causes and conditions to get rid of that because the negative thoughts and emotion that we have within us is a filed at the layers and layer after layers
what the nare and the sangji ge do ji che ni ge de su su ngi ni da ya chi chi lu ge dong de ji ya che ba pyu an da bo da de de ji ya su zhe su na sa yi ji de de ma de sangji de ge de de yong ge ma le ni na ta zu de an zhe ge ju ji sen de ngang ran ke ya de ran che bu ya zhe sen du jia ji de tu ma ma ri ba sen ge ji tatne ise tege ane chende da chema ka ngal dipa sa ju ju re ne su su nga je ma chi di yin na la pha ma lo ma chi re sa ya thun ya kyun ya kang ga de pha mi gi chi to ko ba ne kang yin yo de ne ma chi di yin du de chi me ge so ja ne nga je sa ya thun ya kang ga de zu zu zo ni nga je tan da jin gun tan da ya chin bu je cha ne ju ya ni yen ten ondi yoro ma de susu ngin tra jiyo ma ngāndu pēchā tēchā yī kū tsāyā tīnā yō mā rī. Tā sō kāngkā dālā sēchīyā jī tēn kū kū yī rī mā tā ngāndu wū tā yō mā rī. Tēndā yī tā sēchīyā dālā yā nāmbī chū lō jī na sō sō pācī mā nō kā mā jī mā nō kā mē sī kū yī. Tē mā jī jī kī mēl pā pē mā tō pē, mēl pā nā mā jī pē, pē tō yā kī lī kā tī chāng chāng lī wī sāng jī kī sēng zāng pū sō nī, dō sī jī mī. Tēnā kū tōng kā rī tē tsā rāng lā chū pēng tō pō yāpa jīngā jī yā na rāng lā kā kā rī tē nā yī kū lā kā kā rī yī sī. Tēn dō tsā jī sō sō kū jī jū nio mū. Tēn dē chā kē tāng tī mū sī tē lū ngā yī sō ngā rāng tō sō sō tō kī jī tō mā mē lū kā kā tō mū sā shē. Nē dē kī nio mū nē mā tā sō nā, nē sē yā zāng pū rī mū rī. Nē dā kē mā pā jī sī. Tēn dō tē jī nā kā kē rāng sāng jī kī lāng kā tēn shē, lāng kā tēn yā kā 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 Sāngjī kī sāliyā ndu tsā lāngā tē tēnshē yī, lāngā tē nba sūsū ndu xīwā jē gu rī mā tū.
So, whatever we do, you know, we as a ordinary practitioners, and our actions, even our spiritual practices, such as in making an offering and so on and so forth, mostly, actually, coming about based on I or self. So, as long as the one's practice that is really influenced by the grasping itself or grasping a self-cherishing mind, then this will not really help you. This will not really, you know, help you to actually eradicate or to cut the root of all those negative thoughts and emotions. So here, when we do an offering, for instance, mandala offerings, you're actually visualizing entire universe and making an offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas with no, you know, it's not really based on self-cherishing mind, self-grasping, but rather you just, you know, whatever there is, you're just imagining yourself and you're training your mind, you know, to become a mental attitude that can accept everything, that you're actually ready to making an offering to everything. So you actually, you know, ultimately, you know, training your mind when you're doing that. Not just, if you just recite the words and okay, the entire universe and there are, you know, seven limbs, seven, you know, royal albums and so on and so forth. If you just recite that and visualizing those images of that and making an offering, it's not, you know, adequate. It's not a right, in other words. But rather, think about that. Everything that exists within this universe, if I were to make an offering to the Buddhas, I would do so without any attachment, without any sense of self, or without any sense of, you know, self-importance. But I would do so with no attachment, even one's own body, speech, and mind. You know, in the mandala, or in normal, our regular mandala offerings, it doesn't say that I make an offering of my own body, speech, and mind, and the resources of myself and other beings, but there are other mandala offerings that you could find. Not only just you're making on those universal, that's making a universal offering, but also you're making yourself, you're making offering of yourself. You're actually submitting yourself and making offering to the Buddhas. So this is how much, you know, to actually really train your mind to become a mental attitude of, you know, of actually you're actually ready to make an offering, not only just to all those material, you know, external material offering, but also even yourself, body, speech, and mind, if it's just were to be offered, you know, I'm ready to make an offering. So what it really does is it actually helps you to reduce the self-cherishing mind and self-grasping mind, which is the root cause of all the problems. If you think very carefully, all these problems that really creates problems for oneself and others, it's all spring from self-cherishing mind. So that is our ultimate enemy, and that is to subdue. This is the mental attitude that we need to subdue, and this is all about practice of the Dhamma.
Ma ta ki yimu same ge phungpa jing ge yo de len to ge ge. Sanda du buti ge ng de ge tin ro zupun de ge.
So make sure that all the practice that we do is something that really helps our mind. If the practice is not really helping our mind or not even attempting to help our mind, then we're not really practicing properly. So make sure that we right from the beginning of our practice, you know, begin our practice with a pure motivations, cultivation of love, compassion. And if one is familiar with it, then one can think about, you know, reflect one's mind upon the mode of existence of phenomena. In other words, ultimate, emptiness, in other words. So this is how we begin our practice, you know. If practice, whatever the practice one undertake, whether reciting mantras or saying prayers, all of this must become a remedy for one's own negative state of mind. Then this is, you know, you are actually practicing the Dhamma. If it is not really helping your mind to reduce your negative state of mind, then your practice is not very effective. That was very good. This is Sanskrit.
So we should say the dedication prayers. Prayers after teachings begins on 23. And there's a mandala offering on page 24, and then you will skip to page 28, which is wishes. Good night, Jim Dodger.
Zambo Chichiro Tomo Aji.